Good evening, everyone. We'll start the tech net in another minute or so. This is Whiskey 2, Tango, Tango, Tango. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR, W2TTT. Okay, nothing heard. The Bergen Amateur Radio Association has a technical net every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater located in Alpine, New Jersey. It is on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. It uses a minus 600 split and uses a tone of 141.3 hertz, or 141.3 hertz is the PL. All stations are welcome to participate as long as you are licensed to operate in the 2-meter band, and we hope that you will join us. Whether or not you have a question, it's important that you check in. And you might ask, why is that? Because this is about a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, electronics, telecommunications, computing, public service, natural phenomena, other forms of activities that we might get involved in as a result of our being an amateur radio operator. Pretty much anything you want to talk about is fair game. You can have a question, you can have a comment, and you can, if you don't have either, we'd like you to check in anyway because we might ask you to chime in on a topic, so we need to know you're there. So please check in if you're listening. Another thing to think about is that this net is available via Echolink at K2FoxtrotJuliet-L, K2FoxtrotJuliet-L. And I already noticed that KD2AJP Nestor is online. So first things first, Nestor, will you be checking in with a question, comment, both, or none of the above? Over.
Connected KD2BKD.
What is it to the net? No, I don't have any questions or comments right now, so thank you for letting me check in over the Echolink system. Back to you, KD2AKP.
Okay, Nestor, no problem. I haven't seen you the last couple of weeks, so I was pleasantly surprised to see you in here tonight, so that's great. All right, very good. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start by checking in by call sign groups. And so the first call sign group we're going to look for tonight is the Alpha group. And I'd like you to check in with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, both, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR-W2-TTT. Okay, nothing heard. Let's try the Whiskey group tonight. Call signs beginning with the letter W. With your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, both, none of the above. Please call K2BAR-W2-TTT.
WE2R, Charlie, no questions or comments.
Okay, Charlie, very good. Any other Whiskey stations? Okay, let's try the Kilo 2s. Any station with Kilo 2, over.
K2BAR, this is K2ZO. Have one question. Going back to that.
Okay, Jim, good evening to you. No, did you have a question? Any other Kilo 2s?
Bob, with a question from Echolink.
Yeah, Bob, I saw you chiming in. Echolink was actually going to pull you from there, but no problem. Glad to see that you're here, and you're rather adventurous. I saw your note in the scouting radio net, the email list. Glad you're
excited about that idea. And we just have to coordinate when we're going to do it, and I'm assuming we'll do it here, whenever we get that around to it, as they say. Alrighty, there's your question as well. Any other kilos?
This is K2 AMI Tony. No questions or comments at this time, just listening.
Okay, Tony, good evening to you. And any other kilos at this time? Okay, let's go on to the whiskey station.
KZ2AKP disconnected.
Actually, we did them before, but okay, very good. Let's try the November stations at this time.
November 2, India Zebra Echo, N2IZ, good evening. Name here is John. No question or comment.
N2IC Lima, good evening, no question.
K2ZC, let's start there. K2ZC, what's your pleasure?
This is K2ZC, no questions, no comments. Thank you.
Connected, KD2AKP.
Okay, no problem. Who is the other station who came in right after John IZE, over?
W2JEK with a comment.
Okay, Don, very good. Got you. Were there any other stations not acknowledged at this time? Please call KTBARW2TTT, over. Okay, one last time. Any other stations wishing to check into the net, please call KTBARW2TTT. Alrighty, very good. Real quick before we start, a couple of things. N2IZE, John, where do you hail from? Over. Okay, nothing heard from John. Alrighty, well, this is Gordon W2TTT. And tonight I'm coming to you from North Haven, Connecticut, where I'm away on a business trip. I've been doing a lot of business travel this year, which is kind of inconvenient, but we've managed to make good use of the Echolink and keep things rolling. So it's pretty exciting. So we're going to start with two questions and a comment. I'm going to start with a comment first. I suspect this is an announcement of great import. W2JEK, KTBAR, W2TTT.
Alright, K2BAR and the net W2JEK. Just tell everybody we are Barra will be having a DE test session on Friday, March the 16th at 7 p.m. Friday, March the 16th, 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School in the township of Washington, New Jersey. Time will be 7 p.m. Anybody has any questions, please come now and we'll try to answer them or get in touch with me through the Barra website. Back to net, W2JK.
Okay, very good, Don. Any questions for Don about the upcoming test session or any other testing-related activities? Over. Alrighty, very good. Alrighty, then let's take one more shot at adding to the queue, and then we'll get on to the questions. Any other stations wishing to check in the net with or without questions or with or without comments, we'd encourage you to check in. This is K2BAR W2TTT, over. Alrighty, then, let's move on. Alright, Mr. Jim, K2ZO, you had a question, and we Look forward to it, as we always do with anybody's questions, but yours are always interesting. So, K2ZO, K2BAR, W2TTT, gotcha.
Well, it's just a simple question. I'm just trying to buy some ferrite cores. K2BAR, K2ZO. Ferrite has recently added to their mix of goodies with a type 31. And I'm trying to buy a core, or a couple of them, but I can't find them on their catalog. I don't know if anybody has bought any or experimented with any or had any other luck in finding these things. A little search on eBay, I find a guy in England that's got a couple, but I don't want to go through that. I'm looking for the FT240-31. That's a 2.4-inch diameter ferrite core, but it's the 31 mix. Normally, these things are like 73 or 43, but they've got a mix now that they claim is better for HF. And I'm trying to find some place that has them. Amadon doesn't seem to have them. I don't know. It's like they're a big secret or something. I wonder if anybody has done any looking or searching. But it's the FT240-31 is what I'm looking for. Back to that, K2ZO.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that myself. That's a really, really good question. Some time ago, I went looking for Type 31, but it was close to a year ago now, and I couldn't find much in the way of off-the-shelf Type 31 stuff. Like you, Jim, I was finding it in pieces and parts and such, but not much else in the way of a stock item. Anyway, but you would like the 2.4-inch Amadon cores. What was that part number again?
What's the 240 FT? They usually reference to them as the FT240 dot or dash 31. Actually, you'll find FT240-43s all over the place, even 73s. But I can't find any 31s, and there don't seem to be that much of them out. That mix has been for a little while now.
K2ZC.
Go ahead, Mr. Day.
Go to www.... hold on, I got two things on here at once. I got Echo Link. I couldn't get through on Echo Link, so I'm back on. I'm on the radio now. For the FT240-31, it's $10 for one piece, $85 for 10 pieces. Go to www.kitsandparts.com, or you can Google the Toroid King, and that'll take you to the same place.
Okay, that's good. I didn't find it on a Google search here. Thank you.
Hello, did I come through?
Very good. That's very, very helpful. Thank you, Dave. Anybody else have anything related to this? If not, Jim, my follow-up question is going to be, what are you going to do with it? Anyway, so first, is there anybody else with follow-ups for Jim on the topic? Okay, Jim, so what are you going to do with it?
Actually, I am going to use them to wind a couple of different style balance. One of the balance that I'm making is a 50-ohm to 25-ohm, which will be the driven element for a multi-element beam. As you know, the impedance of a driven element in a three-element beam is about 22, 25 ohms. And you usually need some kind of a matching network. which makes it difficult to make a multi-element beam just by paralleling up. However, if you use the technique of a 25-ohm, then you can do it. So that's another experiment that we're doing. And the other one is using two current-type balance in series at their output and in parallel on their input to make a transformation of a 4-to-1 kilowatt 4-to-1 current type balance. So that's what we're up to these days. That connects.
That's sweet. That's real sweet. Okay. Very good. Anybody have any follow-ons for that? Over. Somebody popped the repeater, but I don't know who you are, so go ahead. Over. Okay, maybe there was something else. Okay. So back to you, Jim. That sounds great. Over.
Okay, well, I did find this, the one that Dave sent me here. I don't know why I didn't find it in my search last night, but looks like I may be able to buy it from them. Some of these other places have big minimums. So thanks again. Back in at K2ZO.
Well, that's something good, and I've made note of it too in my notes, and I'll copy you on the email from that report, and you'll have it in your email folder should you lose it somewhere along the line. You look at old email, and you'll have it for your needs. All righty. Anybody else have any follow-ons for this before we move on? Okay, well, this is W2TTT. All right, very good. So our next question comes from KD2BKE, and looking forward to your question as well, Bob. So what do you have in mind? This is K2BAR W2TTT.
Okay, this is KD2BKD, Bob. My question is on 10-meter antennas. I have a plan to hopefully get a Tony Parker kit and make a software-defined radio. I may need an amplifier. I don't know. We'll see if 1 watt is enough to do anything. It should be. But I'm not necessarily looking to DX anybody, but just for local emergencies and stuff to start with. So my question is on antennas, a vertical antenna, or say a horizontal antenna. What's better, vertical or horizontal? I was thinking of maybe an inverted V antenna. Vertical antenna, maybe go with the vertical dipole or a bazooka. Or ground plane. Anybody have any recommendations?
K2ZC disconnected.
Well, let's just ask you a couple more questions. So you're planning to run what band? 40 meters or 20 meters? And are you planning to operate SSB at 1 watt, or are you going to try PSK31 and CW? What's your plan? Over.
Well, first I want to make a 10-meter kit to start with, so the antenna is not too huge. I'd like to get into some data, but I also want to be able to get on to the local about a 10-meter net would be nice, and also if, say, there's some races or something else like that that's happening on 10 meters in New Jersey. For emergencies, like to get into that, and maybe eventually get into DX with some data, not necessarily voice, but maybe some voice too, but more concentrated on data and local. Over.
Okay, so for our viewpoint, your you say local stuff, that would be voice. I get it. Alrighty. Well, I was thinking that you probably should start out at 40 meters, because 1 watt on 10 meters is just going to hurt everybody's ears. Although certainly a few guys will hear you on the net, but a lot won't with 10 watts. But, you know, if it was 40 meters, I would say put up an endless inverted V, you know, nice and low, and an endless dipole, just to get you started. It's not very big. It's 66 feet long. You can kind of put it wherever you want. It doesn't have to be high up in the trees. It can be off of the shrubs or just above the shrubs, in case maybe. So there's a lot of advantages to that. And PSK-31 on 40 meters is a pretty lively experience. So you'll get some contact, irrespective of how sticky the bands are. Most days you'll get a contact. So it's something to think about. But having said that, if you want to go 10 meters, that's fine too. At least on Monday nights you'll get a few contacts out of the net high. So anybody else have any thoughts on this for Bob? Over. Go right ahead, Don.
Okay, well, the baronet is on 10 meters is sideband net. It's horizontally polarized, as far as I know. And for ground wave type operation like that, if everybody else is horizontally polarized, you want to be horizontally polarized too. And Jim K2ZO is the net control station, and I do believe we use a horizontally polarized antenna on that, and I can let him comment on that when I'm finished. As far as Racy's go, I don't know whether Racy's is using anything on 10 meters at this time. One thing you will find is that the 10 meter band is a daytime only band, and even then it's only maybe open a couple hours at a time on any particular day, and I don't know just when that would be or what direction it would be. It's sort of an in and out type of a band. So think about getting on some of the lower frequencies, even 15, 20 meters, or some other frequencies, as Gordon suggested, 40 meters. And think about that aspect of it. Back to net, W2JK.
I think that's good advice, Don. Anybody else have any advice they'd like to lend to this subject? All right, Bob, back to you. KD2BKD, W2TTT, KDBR. Go right ahead, Bob. Over.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. I thought I got that button on the echo link here, but I guess I missed it. 40 meters is an option. I could always put a horizontal dipole antenna on top of a fence, which is about 8 to 10 feet above the ground. 6 to 8 feet above the ground. I could even put it a little higher than that with a couple of PVC pipes. It's not a problem. It's a 100-foot fence. And it's to start off with, it's only 1 watt, but if I could do some digital PSK-31, it would be interesting. I could always make a little linear amplifier to boost it up a little bit and start from there. So that's some good advice. Thanks.
Well, I think getting it even just a couple of feet over your fence is a really good idea, Bob. There's sometimes some, you know, absorption in fences, especially if they're damp. So if you can set up some short masts just above the fence line, you know, anywhere from 2 to 8 feet above, that'll be fine. That'll work very, very well. Anybody else have any thoughts for Bob? Okay, well, Bob, keep in mind that for 10 meters, you just flat out want it to be as high up as you can get. because especially ground wave, it's all going to be local, as Don alluded to, so height matters. You know, 10 meter starts to act like VHF a little bit, especially in the local space. But at 40, you know, as we discussed a moment ago, a few feet above the fence line will be just fine for an endless type of antenna. Alrighty. Just out of curiosity, how much does that kit cost? And what are they monoband 1-watt kits or are they multiband 1-watt kits? Over.
You can do enough different configurations. I think the lowest configuration is a 10 meter, 12 meter, 15, 17 meter. They'll give you parts to do that. Then the next one I think is it'll do 20 and 30, possibly even 40 in that configuration. I'm not sure right now. And then you can make it into an 80 meter or 160. All the parts are supposed to come with the kit, and you put it together as you would want. And the kit price is about $80 for a board. Just get some wires, plug it into the PC sound card in the USB, and you have 1 watt coming out the BNC connector, hook it to an antenna, and see how it goes. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
Okay, but when you get those multi-band kits, you can set it up for one of those bands in the provided range. You can't, like for instance, that first one's not going to be a four-band radio. You have to decide which bands you're going to put that radio on, right?
No, I believe it can do those particular four bands. Does 10, 12, 15, 17. Those only does those four bands. Then the next one, I think it does 20, 30, and possibly even 40. I don't know. I don't know, there's an 80, and then you can do 160, but those are single bands then. But the lower one, you can't do 10 and 20, but the lower one below 20, and then I think 20 and 30, possibly. There was a good combination there in the middle, and I think you can do 20, 30, 40, back to net.
Well, you know, 20, 30, 40 is very attractive. For a whole lot of reasons. So, yeah, you might want to think about that, especially if you want to operate low-power digital. I think that might have some benefits for you. You have a nighttime band, a daytime band, and an in-between band, so what the heck. And 40 is kind of fun even in the daytime. Even if the DX is not long, you can have fun throwing some PSK31 around. Alrighty, anybody else have any comments for Bob? Just noticing tonight that we have 9 stations checked in, and 4 of them were via Echolink, which I think is pretty outrageous. Ah, dear me. All right. Thinking further, Bob, did you want to say anything more or have further follow-up questions?
No, I have nothing more to say right now or any questions. I'll have to do some research on what configurations I can make that kit, do some talking with some other people, see what I could do. And the mid-band seem pretty good, so I'm very happy with this. Back to net.
Well, thank you, Bob, for that question. That was a really good set of questions. And a thought-provoking topic. So keep in mind that Dyer's Kit Night will avail you of the opportunity to cut your cost in half up to some number. I think it's $100 per year. That can be very, very tempting. Alrighty. Are there any other stations who'd like to join us, or any stations wishing to bring up a topic at this time? Please call K2BAR W2TTD.
Comment from K2ZO.
Yeah, Jim, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, I just ordered those two cores that I wanted from the website that Dave gave me. It's the guy in Florida. The shipping is a little expensive. The cores are $10 a piece. But the shipping for the two cores was $8 and also $1.50 a packet. But hey, you got to do it, you got to do it. He takes PayPal and he's got them in stock.
No, that's marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Well, you know, hopefully that'll get squared away. You know, and make you a very, very happy boy with your balance for your new multi-band antenna. That is kind of a neat toy you got squared away. Let's see, what else did I want to mention? Just out of curiosity, where are they coming from? And how long will it take to get them, Jim? Over.
Well, he has them in stock, a K2BAR, K2ZO, so he said that he'll get them out pretty quick, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, interesting thing, if you think about it, what I'm trying to do. But picture this, you know, as you know, if you take a look at a tri-band beam, the big hassle is the driven element. You can put, you know, different elements, different lengths spaced to directors and reflectors, and they don't interfere with each other. But how do you make the driven element work? Well, you're going to put traps, you got to do a whole bunch of other stuff, you got to put a gamma match and all that stuff. But I got the idea from the way the stepper works, where the stepper has no gamma match, it's got a 25 ohm transformer. What I intend to do is to try a couple of parallel driven elements. So if you had a 10 and you had a 20 or a 15 or whatever, that off the same transformer, you'd only excite the one that you need. So it'd be a very interesting concept if it works at making a multiband simple wire beam, and that's why I'm trying to do it. Back to that.
Okay, and so by simply paralleling the driven elements, you're good to go. Now, are you going to parallel them using the crisscross kind of feed like what they do on the old KLM or Swan design driven element systems? Over.
Well, those were designed for broadbanders, so I don't know yet. We haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. If you put them in parallel and you feed them literally left-right, you know, what's the difference than if you crisscross every alternate element like they did in the KLM? What's the modeling difference? What's the effect of that, over?
The impedance, when you do it that way, the impedance is very different. It's about 200 ohms. That's not what I want to do right now, because I don't know how to do it. I had to sit down and go back to read Jerry Sevick's book, and maybe we can figure out how to do that. But anyway, in doing some research on the stepper, I found out that the design of the transformer that's in the stepper it was done by him, and he also put it in one of his books that I have. So interesting, doing a little bit of reverse engineering here. So that's just what I'm always up to tinkering with something. Back to that, K2ZO.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think you're gonna feed them like they were like a fan dipole on a boom, essentially. That should be interesting. That should be very, very interesting. And your point about the 200 ohm impedance of the Swan or KLM design is exactly correct. That's super. Alrighty. Anybody have any follow-up questions for Jim or thoughts for Jim? Over. Jim, thank you very much. That's super. Couple of notes here. I did notice that the ARRL has a few items for sale, and they're cheap. Where else can you get a polo shirt, a decent quality one at that, for $8, embroidered with Field Day logo for 2011? That's something to think about. I did notice that was on sale recently. And I picked one up when I was doing another order. I also picked up the ABCs of Software Defined Radio from the League, and that's coming soon. So that should be fun as well. $20 book, not a terrible expense. And I ordered a couple other things. I decided that I should probably study up for the VE test and take it and fill out the paperwork to become a VE. So with that in mind, I sent off with a $10 book for that. And there was some interesting packaging of on the ARRL Communications library, which I thought were interesting. Both some analog toys and some digital resources. I said, let me pick that up as well. So, not too bad. And I had a coupon, so it did reduce the price a bit. But got a very nice discount because the shipping was waived. It was over a $40 order before my coupon. Anyway, just kind of curious. If there are any other topics at this time. If not, I have one that I'd like to pursue a little bit. So, are there any other topics at this time or new check-ins? Please call K2BAR-W2-TGT. Alrighty. Well, never heard of. So, recently back, KD2BKD, and I have been talking back and forth about starting a scout net, kind of still struggling as to what night we'd want to start it, but that not having been settled yet, we still are looking for folks to be interested. Bob, one of the things that I can probably arrange for is to have a blur put together and circulated to various scout councils through our own Steve Leonardi, who's a ham and also a professional scouter. So we probably can get that moving, and there are a couple other places I can certainly circulate it to. But I'm wondering if you had a blurb in mind that you wanted to put in that was more expensive than what you put on the Scout Radio link. That might be something to think about. Getting kids involved is always a good thing. And even old scouts, former scouts, that's fine too. As the conversation, I'm sure, would get lively pretty quickly. So, back to you, KD2BKD, KD2BAR-W2-TGT.
KD2BKD, I put that on the Yahoo Scout. Radio Scout, just to see if there was any interest. I didn't see anybody reply to anything, but give it a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Maybe somebody will see it and say, oh, that's a good idea. It's in the New York City area. You know, people are around Connecticut, southwestern Connecticut, southeastern New York, northern New Jersey.
Okay, did we lose Bob or did we lose me? Over.
Okay, I guess you lost me. I just put it out there on Yahoo just to see if there was any interest of anybody, and it's a freebie, so back to net.
Okay, very good, Bob. That's great. That's super. Well, don't get discouraged if we don't get a response from that particular group. But probably an email to W2OSR is in order. And not only to get his interest, but also to ask him for the interest of others. We really should probably also check to see if a couple of the guys in the New Haven area can get into 955. The channel is clear here, but it really depends on where they are as to whether or not they're going to be able to bounce the signal into the repeater. Connecticut is a series of north-south ridges and valleys, and depending on where you're located on the ridges, you'll have a chance to get into North Jersey from, let's say, West Haven and New Haven. But as I know, there's some interest over here. On the other hand, if we have this on Echolink, we can probably get them to check in that way. So there's some opportunities, and that's one of the reasons for using the Echolink. It does facilitate getting the net working and broadening any net reach. So very good. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Over. Okay, Bob, any last comments?
Yeah, the only comment is that it would be good even to get scouts. For instance, there's at least one scout here in Park Ridge that has his ham licenses. He could take over and he could run that net, you know. It's a void-run thing, so maybe we could even get it to that point. And I asked my son, and he said, yeah, he would talk on it and tell him what he's up to or what they're up to, and at least he got one scout interested in. I'm sure there's many others, but you just have to get the word out. Over.
Right, absolutely. Well, I'll work on my troop, and we can also work on Troop 53, because there's a half a dozen hams at least in that troop. But very few kids with radios. Only Zach, KC2RSS, has radios. The other guy's got their license, but they never got any equipment because their parents sent them for the license testing and the course, and of course they passed, but they never backed it up with getting them on the air. So I have to talk with Zach about that and see if we can get him to wrestle up the 53 guy a little bit and go from there. Alrighty, with that in mind, let's see, any other questions, comments, confusions, like check-ins, new topics, etc., please call KTBARW2TTT. Okay, everybody, well, I hope my audio was good tonight. Again, I'm using my Android phone to access the Echolink. I've not been able to open up the router port for this to allow that to pass through. But that's something I will work on. Just haven't had a chance. My day job at night and my corporate required training in the day. So it's been a very busy time here. Any last comments, questions, confusions before we to KTBARW2TTT? I believe there was a station there, but I don't know. Nope, maybe not. All right, well. Whoops. I got a little feedback there. Let me unkey it, make sure that's okay. Alrighty. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. It's been a pretty interesting net, diverse in topics. That's all good. And I'll stay on the repeat. If anyone has any issues or questions or comments, you can certainly chat informally after the net. I'll listen for at least another 10 minutes before I go on to other things. So anyway, thank you again. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Encourage support for the club. Hopefully You'll support 955 as well as some of the other clubs in the area. You know, we're very blessed with many, many repeaters and very many radio clubs. And, you know, if you can, try to get on these and, you know, support them and be active. The whole point is get on the air and be active. So, this is K2BAR for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. And this is W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, boys. And this is W2TTT. Whiskey 2, Tango, listening 955. Anybody about?
Yeah, Gordon, this is KD2BKD. I'm still around. I'm just looking at the internet, seeing the different frequencies available on that kit. Over.
That sounds like a great idea, Bob. Really, really does. Oh, just out of curiosity, are you hearing me on the radio or hearing me on the computer? And how good is my audio sound, over?
I'm hearing you on the computer, and your audio is absolutely fine. Just to let you know that the different frequencies available are, you can make it as a 10-meter, 12-meter, and 15-meter. That would be one board you can make to do all three of those. The next is 17, 20 meter, and 30 meter. So you have those three frequencies, those three bands to work with on the next configuration. The next configuration would be 40 meters and 80 meters. That would be one, and then the last one is only 160 meters. So you can make it in four different configurations, and two of those configurations are three bands, one is two bands, and then the last 160 meters is that were only one band. Over.
Okay, very good. That's very, very good. It's basically three bands at a time. Well, that's fine. But it'll work all three of those bands, whatever which combination you decide. That's marvelous. And for $80, what the heck? I mean, you're not going to, you know, go crazy with it, but it's certainly workable. You can also, once you have that, work on improving the front end and work, you know, the whole front end process. And I guess that uses USB, so you either have to have does it use USB or does it use audio? I mean, how do you interface that radio into your computer? Over.
Well, it has USB for control. And then it has a stereo going in, so you're using the sound card to go in, and then the speaker output, so it's a stereo mic coming in, or maybe it's the auxiliary in stereo for the IMQ lines, and the IMQ lines go out for the audio also. This is KD2BKD. Over.
I got you. Very good. Is there somebody else in there? All right. Very good. Well, anyway, another topic. You don't happen to know if when the BSA does their criminal background checks, do they actually issue the counsel an affirmative that everything is good as opposed to something, a flag that something's bad? And I'm only asking because we're being asked by our church whether or not those background checks have been done. and can we certify that they've been done, and as of what date? Otherwise, they're going to have to go do it, is what I'm getting. That's what I'm surmising. Over.
I have no idea how they do the background checks, and I don't know who you could even ask. I guess you'd have to talk to one of the executives, the scout executives. Over.
KD2AKP disconnected.
I'll have to go and ask. They're asking. I'll have to go sort that out. In any case, what was the other thing I was to mention? The other day I operated from the back of my rental car. I borrowed a free magnet antenna mount from Jim from the NS2K, and I just stuck it on the roof. It's like a full-size 40-meter whip on it, lo and behold, you know, a hamster type whip, and made all sorts of contacts. It was a hoot. It really, really was. With decent signal ports, you know, 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, 10 over, that kind of thing. You know, in the early evening, a couple of different evenings. And I was also able to compare received signal strength night over night and noted some rather dramatic differences in some cases. That was kind of interesting as well. I am amazed as to how in the early evening, 40 meters, the signal from Florida just absolutely pounds into North Jersey. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. 40 meters is no problem getting to Florida, I guess. I'm looking at the different configurations here again, and I think the 30-meter, 20-meter, 17-meter, I don't know, what do you think about that? Those bands?
Well, I don't operate them very much, only because, we have limited daytime operating time, to put it bluntly. But they're fun. They're fun. And, you know, if you have time on weekends and stuff, that's easier. I myself find myself on 40 more than any other band on HF. Occasionally 10. Rarely, more rarely 20. But I think the other bands are kind of cool. 30 is kind of fun. I've messed around with that. I've messed around a little bit on 17. So that can be interesting as well. But like anything else, you have to be willing to get a decent antenna and operate when the bands are open. And sometimes that's harder for me than others. But, we'll get to it over time. Let's see. What else do I want to mention to you? Oh, I said New Jersey before, but I'm in Connecticut. You kind of knew that. So it's a hoot. I was also able to, compare it to some other things, local noise sources and things like that, and establish the stability of communications with that. So, based on propagation, kind of neat, measuring the throughput versus the signal strength. How you can widen that out real fast when the conditions are really good. Anywho, let me get running along here. I want to kind of call it a day. I've been pushing hard. I've been doing two work days a day every day this week. So I think tonight I'm going to try to get some sleep. And I've got to drive home. And that could be a 3-hour ride, and it could be a 4.5 or longer hour ride, depending on how much fun 287 happens to be Bridge Art tomorrow. So we shall see. I can assure you, the second they let us out of the building, I am flying out of that building. Because last week I dilly-dallied and ended up being almost the best part of 5 hours getting home, and I do not want to do that. So, KD2BKD, W2TTT. Take care and night-night, Bob.
Repeater. Repeater. Timeout. Clear.
Oh, hey Bob, I think we neglected to let the repeater have a break every so often. You probably timed out the repeater in the process. Oh, all right, that's something good to know as well. Let the repeater drop every so often while we're on that calling. Sorry, 73 KD2BKD W2TTT offline clear. Night night, everybody.
W2TTT disconnected. Connected S2BLB.
Thank you.